Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we have a very, very busy day. A lot to talk about. Ex-NFL player Philip Adams, who allegedly killed six people prior to killing himself, apparently had evidence of severe CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. This is sadly a repeated pattern we are seeing with people. He was a defensive end. And I'm not sure what the answer is, as trauma to the head, repeated trauma, even one blow could put somebody at risk for CTE. So we're going to talk about that. California has announced an indoor mask mandate regardless of vaccination status. A lot of my California listeners are a little ticked off. I get it. I live in an area where we still have the masks and people are wearing them halfway. I get it. I hear you. The Michigan school shooter, his parents were arrested after, I apologize, I just lost his name, the 15-year-old who shot up Oxford High School and killed multiple people, Ethan Crumbly. His parents now are going to be in court for a probable cause hearing as they face charges and connections with the tragedy. So we'll talk about what's happening to James and Jennifer. They each face a maximum prison sentence of 60 years and maximum fines of $30,000 if convicted on all four counts. The tornado that killed multiple people, the tornadoes that affected five states. One of the factories that was very badly affected, the candle factory, apparently eight workers died in the Mayfield Consumer Products candle factory, and employees are saying that they were threatened with being fired if they left before the tornado. That's what's being told. So we're going to be talking about that and how the liability can, I mean, that's a big, big no-no. They said some did fear for their safety. They left, not caring if they got fired or not. But apparently 15 workers said they begged managers to let them take shelter in their own homes, and their requests were declined. Pfizer vaccine, we're being told, protects 70% against hospitalization of the Omicron variant. Pfizer also says their COVID pill appears to be effective against the variant. But interestingly, a nonprofit group is going to argue that the FDA has to release documents tied to the approval of the vaccine because they want to look a little deeper into how the FDA approved it so quickly as opposed to other drugs. And the plaintiffs in the case want all the data turned over within the next 108 days. Why? Because that's how long the agency took to approve the vaccine. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a question that keeps coming up, and we keep answering it on the show, is why aren't public officials letting people get a milder variant to help boost their natural immunity? And I'll give you guys the same answer. Even though studies have shown that natural immunity and vaccine immunity combined seem to offer the best protection against coronavirus as a whole, public officials are worried they're going to be sued. Nobody feels comfortable enough to tell somebody to go and get COVID. And I see why there's the confusion among people going, but the study said it works better. What these studies are doing is not taking two healthy people and saying, look, you go and get COVID, you don't, and we'll compare your antibodies. What these studies are doing are going back retrospectively or retroactively and going, okay, looks like you had COVID in February of 2020. Or, well, we didn't really test until maybe March, but you had COVID March 2020. You then got your Pfizer booster in January 2021. Your antibodies seem to be higher than somebody who just got a vaccine. So you see, what they're doing is if you had COVID, they're going to then use your, you know, they're going to take advantage of the data set you could provide. But when you have a virgin to COVID, nobody's going to have the guts to say, go get COVID naturally, because again, COVID can kill. There's another doctor in my town who was a quote-unquote anti-vaxxer. I hate that term, because I don't know if he was anti-vaccine or if he was just hesitant on this one particular one. He died of COVID. And so, you know, when you see healthcare workers die who were anti-vax or, you know, not enthusiastic about the vaccine, it really makes you unsettled, because you're like, how could a doctor with so much, you know, I mean, so much knowledge, especially in pulmonology and critical care, you know, not appreciate the vaccine? It starts to make people a little, you know, worried about what doctors think and what science thinks. So in the meantime, California is going back to masks. So California has announced an indoor mask mandate regardless of vaccination status. This goes into effect as of tomorrow. Why? Because they have a huge rise of COVID-19 infection rates since Thanksgiving. So the state announced Monday that beginning Wednesday, mask wearing will become mandatory in all indoor public settings across California. And it is already, this is now the whole state. This mirrors already L.A. County and other select counties across the state that have already had a mask mandate. Right now, it's going to last until January 15th until people, you know, less cases come in. They say the state is also going to toughen the restriction for unvaccinated people who attend indoor mega events of 1,000 people or more, requiring them to receive a negative COVID-19 test within one day of the event. If it's a rapid antigen test or within 2 days of PCR, the current rules require a test within 72 hours of the event. So why? Well, there was a 47% increase in COVID-19 case rate changes. Now, I'm telling you right now, all right, for those of you freaked out that you won't still be able to have that exposure because you're wearing the mask, if sadly, most of these masks still allow air exchange, right, obviously, so you'll still probably have the levels of exposure. I don't want to say that's good, though. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I love football. I want every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday, I'm watching football. I just love it. I love the plays. I love the anticipation. I love the scoring. I love the touchdown celebrations. I'm just a huge fan of football. Sadly, though, as a doctor, when I watch football, I'm always screaming, ooh, ooh, no, ow, ooh, ow. Okay, so, yeah. Hubby screams down the hall, are you okay? What's going on? No, 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 bad hit, bad hit, bad fall. You know, and so he knows I'm watching the television. And when you see these mechanisms of injury in real time and in slow time, you know, and in replay, it's crushing because you know the damage that's being done. And but the players, they look good. You know, they get behind the mic. They do their commercials. I love watching Marshawn Lynch. You know, if you want to go pro like Marshawn, I'm like, I want to go pro like Marshawn. You know, he looks like he's doing great. He looks like he's happy. But then you hear a player like Aaron Hernandez from the Patriots or Phillip Adams from the 49ers, where they get involved in a possible murder or suicide. You see the video of Richard Sherman getting angry at his in-laws. My grandfather, who was a leatherhead, was very strange in terms of his mood swings and getting mad and threatening and all that. You know, my father, he played soccer. He had some real big, you know, mood swings and anger issues. And so, you know, and I believe they all had depression. So this is a link that we keep bringing up on the show. And it keeps being brought up, and I'm not sure where we go from here. So the latest, if you haven't heard, is NFL defensive back Phillip Adams was found to have suffered from stage 2 CTE upon pathology and biopsy. The Adams family, don't laugh about that. We really got to change that. But the Adams family had asked that there be an exam done, and they used Boston University CTE team. They're one of the best. To take a look at and do an autopsy. And Adams was accused of shooting 6 people prior to killing himself on April 7th, if you remember. Those who died were Dr. Leslie, his wife, his 2 grandchildren, and 2 HVAC workers who were at the home at the time. Then Adams killed himself. And again, allegedly, he never was tried or convicted. So his family asked Boston University to perform an autopsy and review the pathology. And according to Dr. Ann McKee, neuropathologist, he had severe CTE, stage 2, which was very, very extensive. Severe frontal lobe pathology, they say, might have contributed to his behavioral abnormalities in addition to physical, psychiatric, and psychosocial factors. So Adams was only 32 years old. He played 78 NFL games for 6 different teams. And then when he shot and killed Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, allegedly, there was no motive. Nobody knows exactly what happened, but I guess they lived near each other. So today, the doctor, McKee, had said microscopically he had very dense and extensive tell pathology and a pattern and distribution diagnostic of stage 2 CTE. CTE is a progressive degenerative disease caused by repetitive head impacts. It can include concussions, but also smaller hits. They have diagnosed right now CTE in over 700 individuals, including 315 NFL players. He had a 20-year career in football. No doubt he had CTE. She said, we have diagnosed CTE in 24 NFL players who died in their 20s and 30s. Most of those football players had stage 2 CTE. Stage 2 CTE is associated with progressive cognitive and behavioral abnormalities like aggression, impulsivity, explosivity, depression, paranoia, anxiety, poor executive function, and memory loss. Now, I believe the Lisa McHale of the Concussion Legacy Foundation said he was desperately seeking help from the NFL, was denied all claims. Doctors said that he had amphetamines in his system, and he had a prescription for it on the day of the shooting, as well as kratom, an over-the-counter drug that seems to have the same effects as opioids. So he was trying to treat himself. So we talked to you guys, we spoke about how athletes are at risk for this. We talked about expatriates tight end. He was convicted, Aaron Hernandez, but postmortemly he was found to have even more severe CTE, stage 3 or 4. So the stages of CTE, like stage 1 is where you lose concentration, you can have attention, dizziness issues, headaches. Stage 2 is when you start getting memory loss. We start to see depression, explosive outbursts. By stage 3, you really have worsening loss of memory, bad judgment, ability to do daily tasks, movement disorders, tremors, and suicidality. You almost wonder if Phillip Adams had more of a stage 3, a stage 2 to 3. By stage 4, you're in severe dementia. You have severe cognitive impairment, amnesia. Now, I have said for years that when an injury is happening to any of our running backs, quarterbacks, defensive ends, tight ends, linemen, whatever, they should immediately be putting these people on oxygen. We know that oxygen helps repair when somebody is suffering from inflammation, because when you have a blow to the head, whether you have been knocked unconscious or not, your brain oscillates in the fluid. The fluid is a shock absorber. The brain oscillates and you get this coup, counter coup hit against the skull. So sometimes you might get one blow, but then your brain gets multiple blows as it oscillates back and forth until it finally stops hitting the side of the brain or the side of the skull. So you're going to have inflammation. We need to get oxygen in there. Either give them oxygen or put them on CPAP. And I've said this for years. This has to be studied. There was a case of a 2-year-old near drowning victim. They were able to reverse her brain damage with hyperbaric oxygen. Oxygen at high concentrations. We use it for wounds. Why aren't we using it on our athletes? Now, I also bring up PAAD, or post-athletic activity depression. Michael Phelps has become been very open about his struggle with depression. He admitted at the Kennedy Forum in Chicago in 2018 that he battled depression for years, contemplated suicide, and other people have suffered depression. Terry Bradshaw, Daryl Strawberry, Larry Sanders, Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, Oscar De La Hoya have all brought up their depression. So PAAD is post-athletic activity depression. It's where after your high exercise or after your Olympics or after your stint in the NFL or NHL or whatever, you could end up getting depressed. So that could be even on top of the CTE. And are we there for our players? Are we there to help them through their depression? No. We're like, you made millions of dollars. Once you're off the team, you're off the team. And, you know, Michael Phelps admitted into going into a depression after every Olympics. Now, we know that exercise gets those endorphins, norepinephrine, dopamine, serotonin going. But after, you know, when you're off, if you notice a lot of these people that have a lot of their symptoms, it's because they're out of their sport. So not only is CTE an issue, but also the post-athletic activity depression. And so, I mean, for me, I'm always thinking, okay, well, you know, one day I'll be in the Olympics. I can only move up from here. But a lot of people that made it to the NFL, a lot of people that won Olympic gold, they don't see themselves as being able to move up. They think they're now on a downward trend. That is crushing. You know, you don't have the fans. The money might not be coming in. You know, and you know, where do you go? And then, you know, I think that the way we approach athletics is marred. We make athletes feel like they are gods. We have them all over commercials now. There's Subway commercials. I mean, Tom Brady. Now, mind you, Tom Brady deserves a lot of the qualm that he gets. But, I mean, he's not a god. And even in the commercials, you know, I love it, though. They turn to Tom Brady in the Subway commercial, and they go, we don't even have time for this guy. He goes, but I'm Tom Brady. And so, you know, even he makes fun of it, which is really cool, and I think he's got some humbleness to him. But, I mean, you know, we look at athletes as they are heroes. And one thing we learned during this pandemic is there are other heroes besides athletes. And mind you, I adore watching what Tom Brady does. You know, Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan. I think these guys are great. But maybe we put these people up on a pedestal so much that then when they're injured and they lose it all, they sink lower than they would. And my guess is the suicidality and the CTE is way more rampant than we could even guess. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal appeals court upheld a district court order that blocked President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. The order applies only to Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North and South Dakota, and Wyoming. Israeli officials are reporting White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is expected to visit Israel next week for discussions on Iran as negotiations continue in Vienna on a possible return to the 2015 nuclear deal. Israeli officials say he's also expected to visit Ramallah for meetings with Palestinian officials. The White House declined to comment on Sullivan's travel plans. 15-year-old Ethan Crumley, last month's alleged shooter at Oxford High School in Michigan, his lawyers unsuccessfully pleaded with the judge Monday to move him from a facility where he's being held with jailed adults. This is USA Radio News. As lawmakers get ready to extend the nation's debt limit today, it's business as usual with some lawmakers wanting to spend trillions of dollars more in Washington, D.C.
The Democrats' major social welfare and climate spending bill not only pays for itself, but also the tax cuts passed by Republicans and signed into law by former President Donald Trump. That's the claim of the White House.
The 2017 tax cuts were $2 trillion, which were not paid for in any way, shape, or form. That didn't seem to upset them at all. And I will say, and they can thank us in any way they would like for this, that what our projections and the projections of our economists predict is that for our plan, as this plan continues in the second decade, it would actually reduce the deficit by $2 trillion. So we're actually covering their irresponsible tax cuts to corporations and high wealth and net wealth individuals.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Issue. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've had multiple surgeries, both male surgeons and female surgeons, and they rocked. I got to tell you, the male surgeons I work with, they just crush it. I've sent my patients to men all the time. I've sent my patients to the female doctors I work with all the time. I haven't seen a gender disparity. But a study has come out, and it's very interesting, and I'm glad it came out because we do need to talk about this, where there was a study where they looked at surgeons and their patients, and they wanted to see, is there a difference between a male-male matchup, a male-female matchup, a female-female matchup. So authors, and this was published in JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association Surgery, authors looked at 1,300,000 patients who were treated by about 3,000 surgeons in Canada. They were either elective or emergent procedures between the years 2007 and 2019. And they found that female patients fared worse when their surgeon was a guy than when the surgeon was a female. Now, when I read that, I'm like, oh, come on. You know, what's the difference? There was no difference between male patient and male surgeon. No difference between a male patient who had a female surgeon. But they did find a statistically significant, about 15% experienced one or more adverse post-operative outcomes. This could be infection. This could be wound dehiscence where it splits. It could be the need to be readmitted to a hospital or death. Authors can't explain why they found this finding, but they want it to be researched. Now, something that keeps coming up that you guys are going to hear is implicit bias. So implicit bias, you know, we all can say, man, I am not racist, I'm not xenophobic, I'm not sexist, I'm not, you know, I don't treat anybody differently. Yet, when I see my gay friends, I'm like, oh my God, and I throw hugs and kisses and all that. Do I do that to my straight guy friends? No. I don't run up to my straight guy friends and kiss them and hug them like I do to my gay friends. I'm closer. So I get, you know, we will act differently. We act differently around women than men. I was at a party, and apparently everybody started to talk about their breast surgeries. So everybody started kind of lifting up their shirts. Okay, I mean, I would not do that with the dudes, but I did that with the ladies. So we do act differently. We aren't thinking we have a bias. We aren't thinking we're treating somebody differently, showing them my gay friends can see my boobies, not my heterosexual friends. So that is implicit bias, but it's even more serious when some people might assume certain things and then give poor service, poor care. So it could range anywhere from the boobie example I gave you to something more serious as them not getting enough pain medication. There might be, for an example, an implicit bias that's being studied in medicine, is do doctors feel African Americans require less pain control than Caucasians because they think African Americans are tougher? These are things that are being studied because they've seen implicit bias. They've seen where people aren't intending to, but they, you know, like, for example, I told you when I was in training, there would be women screaming in pain during their labor, and many of them were Hispanic women that did not want the epidural. So I would hear some of the OB residents be like, oh my gosh, you know, please, I didn't yell that much when I had a baby. The female doctors were more critical, yet the male doctors would run in and say, what do you need? You know, and I'd be looking at that going, well, that's implicit bias. Women may be like, girl, please. You know, I didn't go through that, and yet a male doctor's like, okay, you know what? I don't know what you're going through, so I'm here for you. So implicit bias can exist, but the one thing that we keep seeing in these studies is women don't seem to do as well with a male provider. Now that's never been in my history. I've always done amazing with male providers, but could there be some differences that need to be addressed? Well, one thing we never do in medical school, and we started to, until, I guess, I don't know if the woke movement took over or whatever, but nobody actually says men and women are different. Men's bodies are different. Women's bodies are different. The pharmacokinetics of us taking medication and eliminating them and absorbing them, it's different in a male and female. I wrote an article on this, so you guys can look at it on my Twitter and Facebook. So if men and women differ in how they absorb a medication, why aren't we dosing men and women differently? Now, the Pfizer vaccine. In the clinical studies, I think it was pretty much equal men and women seem to have similar antibodies. Okay, so now more women are being studied. Maybe we're going to see some more data. But I've seen 110-pound women get the same antibiotic dose, the same blood pressure starting dose, the same diabetes starting dose as a 250-pound man. Do you think maybe we need to investigate? Maybe dosing needs to be a little different, whether it's weight, whether it's the way a female might absorb medications. We found that menopausal women may absorb medications differently than premenopausal. Do we adjust the dosing? We adjust the dosing for renal and hepatic issues, but we don't really do that with sex or gender. So then if somebody says females have, you know, different outcomes, maybe somebody needs to look at it. You know, the skin is different. There's been studies looking at a skin's pH, water sugar, sebum production. A woman might heal differently from surgery than a male. Does anybody take that into account? So, you know, we treat women exactly the same as men sometimes in terms of our medications, in terms of our treatment. Maybe that could be a reason why we sometimes see a change. Now, the only reason why I'm not completely sold on that is because the women-to-women surgeon and patient didn't have as many adverse events. And so female surgeons will operate similarly to male surgeons. So I don't know if that theory can hold enough water. But what we do know is women are treated, so not only are they treated exactly the same as men, which might have to change, but they're also treated different. And we've spoken about this. So when a male doctor sees a female patient, everything has to stop until there's a chaperone. There has to be a witness in the room. Because, again, that doctor could be at risk of being accused of assault. And there have been doctors that have committed assault. There's been nurses that have committed assault. So now, anytime a doctor goes into a room, he makes sure there's somebody there. So in case somebody falsely accuses, he's got a witness. Well, that's a much different dynamic in a very small treatment room than two dudes. When a male doctor gets to walk into another dude, they'd be talking and whatever. But, you know, when you have, okay, well, we have a female on the bed who's naked. We have now my female nurse. We have this. He's not going to probably talk to her the way he might talk to another guy. So, and even if he consciously goes, no, I'm going to treat them the same. Subconsciously, it's different. These treatment rooms sometimes are super small. I've seen doctors rush out of the room because they get claustrophobic. So if you don't have to have that chaperone, it might be a much different encounter. So men might have that, you know, I guess male patients might benefit from that in a way because there's less people in the room. The other thing, too, is for years I was told women go to the doctor more. Women see doctors more. That's something that pervades medical schools. So a bias that could happen, an implicit bias, is here's a female. The doctor comes in and goes, you know what? She's been to doctors all the time. She comes in all the time. She knows enough. I don't have to spend as much time educating her because there's that stereotype that she goes to doctors all the time. So I think we do need to look a little bit more into do male and females need different approach in medicine and how much chaperones in the room alter the encounter. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I always tell you guys like it is. You know, we knew that things would not go back to normal when the extra unemployment benefits stopped September 6th. We knew that it would still be sluggish, and we are going to probably still have challenges throughout 2022. But I'm not lying. I'm actually optimistic about what January is going to bring. I think we are going to see a change in attitude and more people starting to get back into the workforce. And we have joining us next Dr. Christine Crawford, Chair of Diversity and Inclusion Network at YPO, to kind of talk to us about what she's seen and where she thinks the economy and businesses are going to go in terms of hiring. Dr. Crawford, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, we appreciate it. Because we need some good news. Yeah, we need some good news. So talk to us about what you and your team at YPO are seeing.
So YPO is a community of over 30,000 CEOs and presidents in over 100 countries. So global business leaders, and we surveyed them and have a sample that responded to share with us their kind of outlook and their concerns for the coming year. And so the great news, as you just shared, is that over 80% have a favorable outlook for the coming year. So 34% were very favorable, and then nearly half were somewhat favorable. So I think business leaders see good things coming. But they are concerned, as are probably most of your listeners, around inflation. So 71% were concerned about inflation and how to deal with that. And other challenges that are on our business leaders' minds include supply chain disruptions, talent, and then operating restrictions, again, because we're global in nature.
Yeah, and that's a great sample size, too, because you're looking at these over 1,700. Right? I think there are at least 1,700 chief executives that participate in this over 100 countries. That's a pretty good sample size on, and, you know, if they're feeling optimistic, that's great. A concern, though, I know that a lot of small businesses have is how do they compete and get staff if they are competing with larger businesses? What sort of advice are you giving smaller business?
Oh, I think it is. So this is the thing, right? There are benefits and challenges to both, right? And so if you are a large business, then you have the resource. But the thing that you don't have, or that is a lot harder to do in a large business than it is in a small business, and where I think small businesses have an edge, is being able to listen to your employees, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're
a lot closer.
It's a lot easier to get a feel for what's important to your employees. And oftentimes the things that we think are important are not the things that are important to our employees. And if you have a small business, you are in tune with that. And so how you figure out how to provide it because your resources aren't as great as a large organization, that's going to be where the challenge is. But your ability to listen and respond and make your employees feel valued is so much greater.
No, you are so true. So personally, I own a couple salons, smaller scale, and we lost one stylist to one of these big, huge chains. And I talked to the manager about it, and I go, I bet they're not going to do what we do in terms of schedule, in terms of bonuses, in terms of that. And within weeks, we get a call back, and she's like, you guys worked with my schedule and my kids and my, it really does. You do bring up a great point where if you do have that smaller community family type people, yeah, you know, they might want, you know, maybe a different style paycheck or different sort of benefits, but sometimes what they really want is flexibility and access to, you know, the boss and being heard.
And we all want that, right? And so we all, this is my personal kind of mission is to support and encourage spaces where everyone is genuinely seen and heard. And that is something that small businesses are much, we're equipped to do. That's what you mm-hmm. do is respond to your customers and your employees.
Mm-hmm. So one thing that I think a lot of doctors, or a lot of employers miss is the mental health benefits. You know, we struggle to find health insurance, and boy, was health insurance expensive. It was not easy for employers, but the mental health benefits are huge. Talk to us about that.
So know, something that I was really grateful to see is that 35% of our business leaders are investing in the mental health of their employees. And so that's huge. I think that we've all been through a lot. I think mental health has always been important, but I think living under the conditions of the pandemic has brought a lot of that to the forefront. I think a lot of people have lost loved ones, and lots have had illnesses themselves, still struggling with some of the consequences of the pandemic, and if they've had COVID themselves, or care that they may not have received during the pandemic. So I think just realizing that part of that health of our employees is not just physical, but also mental and emotional, and how do we provide that? And then 60% of our respondents don't have those benefits yet, but they're planning to add them. So it's really thinking about, how do I support my employees and their mental health and their well-being?
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dr. Christine Crawford, Chair of Diversity and Inclusion Network at YPO. I hear from employers, I hear from employees, there's a disconnect. Employers think that many of the employees use their leave for, you know, non-medical issues. Employees don't think they get enough leave. One thing I had suggested is more creative ways to manage the leave. So, like, for example, many times employers will give everybody new leave in January. Why doesn't the new leave start right before flu season? And so then, because many people feel like then they don't have leave, and then they work through flu season, get other people sick. Or maybe leave doesn't have to just be given once a year. Maybe leave could be sprinkled where after 3-4 months, you get another couple weeks, something like that. I think there's a lot more creativity that employers have at their disposal that might ease up some of the issues they have when a whole bunch of people take off at the same time.
And so as we talked about, 74% are talking about flexible work schedules. And so it really is figuring out, given the needs of your business and your employees, how do you reconcile those two, right? And so there are lots of different ways that companies do leave. And so what you refer to is a accrual method. And after a certain number of, you know, days in a month, you accrue. So you don't have all of your leave at the beginning of the year, but you have it kind of spread out over time. And so there are lots of ways to do it. But again, it's really about listening and figuring out what policies that you can have in place to make sure things are fair for all of your employees, but in a way that accommodates them and you and your customers.
Absolutely. In the last minute or so, there are means where there are support communities that can help not only employers but employees. Tell us about those.
So if communities like YPO, and if you're an employer and can create those communities within your workplace, it's really important for everybody to go and have the support that they need. So it's about having folks who you can share your wins with, but who also care enough about you to say, okay, so we stumbled here, we need to do this better, or have you thought about the consequences, or could you maybe look at doing this a little differently? And so supporting those networks where you have safe spaces for there to be an exchange of ideas, to share your wins, and again, to help challenge you to do better is really important. And we all need that. And so YPO is that community for lots of CEOs and presidents, but it's something that we can all create, not just in our personal lives, but our professional lives as well.
I love it. And what the YPO Global Pulse provided, some fascinating information that's very helpful. How can people find out more information?
So we'd love for you to come visit YPO.org. Again, that's YPO.org to learn about our community and the survey results.
I love it. Well, thank you so, so much. Merry Christmas, and we can't wait to have you back.
Happy holidays to you as well.
You take care. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.